Great. Welcome to this edition of TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Tommy Patterson of virtuallycloud9.com, senior technical evangelist out of the Southeast. Joining me today is Randy. Randy works in our DevOps side. And Randy, I want to let you introduce yourself, but just a little bit about me and what I do. I go around speaking at the different events and talking at different venues and community groups, user groups, and that kind of thing. I also do a bit of blogging and video with Chris here on Channel 9. My main focus is in the IT pro area, so I look at Microsoft Azure more from a virtual machines perspective, Active Directory and those type of things, networking. But more and more what we're starting to see are a mixture or blend of that IT professional, IT pro, and the dev pro coming together. So just give us a little bit of background about you, what you do, and then we're going to jump into what the show is about.
Excellent. Thank you, Tommy. So my name is Randy Pagels. I'm a developer technology specialist. I'm based out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and I cover our four-state district. I talk to enterprise customers about Visual Studio, Team Foundation Server, application lifecycle management, testing, lab management, etc. My background is from the development area. I've worked in IT for 25-plus years as a developer, so my whole background is more in the development piece of that. I do get dev and I do get ops, and I look forward to the new world with the DevOps coming together now and bridging that gap between projects and operations. So very nice.
Very, very cool. So kind of great segue. So as we've in the past, what we've done is we've, you know, dev side would come say, here, we're going to have a project. IT pros, we need five servers. We need storage. We need networking, we need fiber, you know, everything involved in the project. The IT pros would say, okay, we need this much space, and they go talk to the storage folks, and you know, all that stuff's kind of going blending around and becoming a blur, especially as we move toward the cloud. Today, as we talk through that DevOps strategy of rolling out things, you know, in the cloud, we have to start to think about the test cycle a little differently maybe than we have in the past, or maybe it's the same but more accelerated. So tell me a little bit about why is it so critical having that testing process in place first. Yep. as they move toward the cloud.
Right. So nowadays, you know, customers are expecting apps to be always on, always available, and working across so many different devices that it's critical now to have these modern apps, as complex as they are, to be thoroughly tested every step of the way to ensure overall quality. That's real easy.
Great. So now we think about the cloud, and we throw the term cloud around quite a bit. Today, what we're talking about is Microsoft Azure with Visual Studio Online and how that can help accelerate the testing process. I know it's, you know, as things have to be pushed out more frequently, that cycle has to be shorter and the integration has to be tighter. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so what you were talking about is the web-based test plan management, test case management tools that are part of the Visual Studio Online piece of the puzzle. It's important that agile teams, nowadays they're agile teams, it's pretty important that they get their product ready to ship, right? Verify the tests are working, verify that the products are running in the environments, and teams have this high quality of testing that they want to make sure that continually happens. There's a lot of functions, features inside of the test case management tool as part of the web-based Visual Studio Online, of course, that can get you started there. So, and basically, you know, it's quite simple that if the test is green, then that's great. If it goes red, the team generally should react to that, get it back to green, and move on. And this mm-hmm. is per iteration, per release, or sprint, however they talk about it. So I could talk about a few of the components of the test, the web access tool that we use for Visual Studio Online. And then, of course, later on, I'll demo a little bit of that. But just the first and foremost, it's a very lightweight test case management tool. It allows you to very simply create test plans, manage those test suites, and create test cases, right? You're going to want to include shared steps and perform on each of the tests themselves. What's nice is you can very easily repeat a test. You can add parameters, so you get to walk through the test with different sets of parameters. What's nice also, we've added the ability to bulk enter T ATS cases from Excel, as well as going back into Excel and then back and forth into what we call a grid view inside the browser itself. And of course, being able to copy tests, run those tests, execute the tests, edit tests, and so forth. It's all from one, you know, one console. We can even use the test cases, the test Windows store apps if we wanted to. And that's all from within the web browser itself.
So is that from a, does it function properly, or is that also from a performance standpoint? Does it show, you know, how things might work given us a caseload of, you know, so many users, or how does that piece work?
Right. So what I was just describing was the test case management piece, which is manual testing. What you're asking now is about performance. So Visual Studio Online has another fantastic capability called cloud-based load testing. It's now part of Visual Studio Online. So what's really nice about that, there's no need for any kind of resources, no need to set up your own test controllers, your test agents, your test rigs, the effort that it requires to maintain that test rig. Now what you can do is you can take the same exact load test you're used to and easily run those up in the Visual Studio Online. And basically it provides four things. You have your performance testing, you have your load testing, stress testing, and you can even do capacity planning testing. So again, I'd like to, I'll demo that later.
Oh, sweet. All right, perfect. Love to see that. I know that when I interviewed Political Tracker on Channel 9 before with Chris, we talked a lot about as they had developers overseas and they were working on a big .NET platform, as they moved packages up into, as they were finished, per se, added to the queue, they were able to deploy straight from the queue or wherever the packages were being deployed to in Visual Studio Online, all using the Microsoft Online account so that they could see that together. He told me of a great story of where they deployed once and it wasn't actually fully baked and it bombed, but within a few minutes they were actually able to redeploy from an older package. So I'm guessing as the test, you know, testing is never 100% foolproof, mm-hmm. right? So another great feature there, is that something that we can show too today in the demo?
Sure. I think you're referring to continuous integration and continuous delivery from the basically to an Azure website or an Azure VM.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's capabilities with our monitoring solution is what it sounds like you're asking around Application Insights, which will actually show you the individual points in time of a deployment. Also from the Azure, actually from the Visual Studio Online, I could look at deployments and roll those back, which is redeploy the old one, which is what you're asking. So yeah, I think I can show that today as well.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay. So there's some people that are still stuck in the mentality of Visual Studio on-prem, right? What we call Ultimate or Premium or Test Professional.
Test Professional.
Those versions. There's a little bit of a difference here that we're talking about. So maybe can you talk about the differences?
Absolutely. So the test case management feature is part of Visual Studio Premium, and it's also part of Visual Studio Test Professional. A lot of customers I talk to, they have separate testing departments that use nothing but Visual Studio Test Professional. They don't code. Also, both of those packages are part of Visual Studio Ultimate. So if you buy Ultimate, of course, you get those too. So again, Visual Studio Online is the web-based, team web access, lightweight browser-based test case management tool. It's used for creating test plans and test cases. Mm-hmm. We also have the product, we call it the Microsoft Test Manager. You probably heard of that before, MTM. Mm-hmm. MTM is a rich client WPF app that allows you to record keystrokes and gestures and all the while you're testing an application. So the next time you run that test, you can play back those actions and accurately reproduce any kind of bugs. Now, real quick, the differences between the two of those, I get asked this all the time, between the rich client version and the web access version is the test execution and collecting of diagnostic data, such as the web version can basically, it's real basic, lightweight, that you can execute test cases and pass or fail those test cases. The client version can record data diagnostic information, such as the recordings or event logs or video or screen captures, IntelliTrace logs, code coverage, and things like that. So just very, very important to know the collection of that data is only from the client version, not installed on the desktop.
Ah, okay. So I don't want to hold up people too much, and we've got to get a demo here and whatnot. So I think what we'll do is we'll walk into the demo and then maybe ask some more questions as we go through that. How about that?
That sounds great. So what I have is, what you're looking at is Visual Studio Online. This gives me the ability to work on a specific team project, as you see here. Now, for my website I run, teamsystemcafe.net, I have a complete project sitting here. What I want to do is show you how easy it is to go ahead and create test plans. So I'm going to jump over to the Test tab. The Test tab will allow me to create individual test plans. I can very easily come over to my plus sign. This is this is a lightweight web browser. I can quick type in test plan. I can say something like, I want to look at Sprint 2. I want to create a test plan for Sprint 2. When I create that test plan, I can very easily now create some test suites, static suite. I can create a requirement-based suite, which is what I'm going to show you. The nice thing about the requirement-based suite is it is a query. And I can very easily come over here, give myself a little more room. I can very easily come over and add some attributes to my query. I can say something like, show me everything that has the priority of equal to, and I'll say, let's say 1, something like that. But I can slice and dice this information and hit run query, which will pull back some information. So I'm sitting on a test plan. I called it Sprint 2. When I click on the dropdown, I'm able to add different suites. A static suite's great for maybe exploratory testing or something that's unique that way. I'm going to go ahead and add a query-based suite. The one thing nice about the query-based suite is every time work items are added, they're automatically listed in here. I can go ahead and very easily add different attributes to my query, as you can see here. When I have it set the way I want, which right now I want all my tests that are sitting or backlog items, is what I'm looking for, in my Sprint 2, I just hit Run Query. And then I can go ahead and pick. I can control pick the individual work backlogs and say create a suite. Now this suite is going to execute and show me on the left-hand side. Think of these as the requirements. And now I can go ahead and start clicking the other drop-down and start adding individual test cases. I do have one of these created already. I'll show you real quick. I can go back on the left-hand side and pick a specific iteration. I can pick my priority ones. I can go ahead and pick a sprint one and look at priority twos. So you'll see I have some test cases here. If I were to open up a test case, you'll see what I have is individual steps. Now, what's nice is I can create shared steps and insert these into different test cases, and also parameters. A lot of times customers want to go ahead and create test cases and share the parameters. So what I did was I created a parameterized type of a test so I can store my data in one place. And I'll show you where that's at. Underneath parameters, I can create a parameters file with different basically column headings and data. Again, it's nice I can share that across all 100 tests if I like. The next thing I'd like to show you is load testing. So let me go back to the home page real quick. I'm gonna pop over to Visual Studio. Shouldn't be a problem. So with load testing, the whole idea here is to basically create a load test or a web test. So I have a web performance test. And again, the idea is to test out some functionality, do a light browse session. I have a browse session on my website that I can hit play. It's very simple to record and play back a web recorded test. Again, it's at the wire. It's looking at any HTTP responses and requests. So now that I have that running fine, what I can do is I can wire it up into a load test. Now I have a load test that's already run and it's sitting here. And I could run it on-prem, of course, with my test controllers and agents. But the idea is use the Visual Studio Online account. The one requirement of that is I need to make sure I'm connected. So after I've ensured my web test runs, what I have is a load test, which basically will go ahead and execute the web test and or individual unit tests. And I can come over here and edit my test mixes and things like that. But what's nice about using the Visual Studio Online services, I didn't have to install test controllers or agents, and I could really scale this up for large mass load testing if I wanted to. The requirement is I need to be connected to my Visual Studio Online account, which I can do at the very top, or I can go to my Team Explorer and connect there as well. You'll notice when I go in my solution, I have a local test settings file. When I open up the local test settings file, there's two options right in the center. The one you want to choose is the Visual Studio Online account. When I click Apply and close that, this is going to run up in Visual Studio Online using Azure. And just to show you one of these, the new settings are here, is you'll see in the properties on the right-hand side, the first line, talks about agent cores. And agent cores are basically virtual machines that are spun up to use as the test agents. And again, the service will dynamically spin as many of these up as I need based on the load. So if I wanted to scale this up to 30,000 users, it would calculate out how many users per agent. If you leave it at zero, it'll default and it'll auto-calculate. Or I could hard code a number in there if I'd like. When you're all set and ready to go, all I need to do is hit start. And you'll see in the upper left-hand corner that the load test is basically being initialized. And what's going on here is that Azure is allocating a few VMs, taking it out of the queue, and assigning those to me, to my session. And in a few minutes, you'll see it start. And I have this for just a one-minute test, just in the interest of time. But the idea is I can collect performance information. I can collect throughput information, response information. And I also have it wired up with something else that I briefly touched on called Application Insights. So with Application Insights, I get a lot more information about the machine it's running on. This website and all these tests are running on a virtual machine running in Azure, and I'm able to dip in and look at that.
So when these test virtual machines spin up to do this testing, does that go against your hourly or minute costs?
Yes, it does. Great question, Tommy. I will show that, and then I also show how you redeploy an old build. Once the load test has ended, I can look at my performance information, such as the average test time, page time, response time, very easily. I can look at the throughput as well, also for pages and responses, and any errors that might have occurred. Another piece that's wired up to Application Insights now, which is fantastic, is this Application tab. Application tab will give me a lot more information about the machine it's running on, from CPU to network utilization and bandwidth. Another nice thing feature of the load test itself is I can go to my load test menu, grab my load test manager, and look at specific load tests that may have ran in previous sessions. So I can go and grab any one of these load tests here and pull it up and pull it into Visual Studio to further analyze it and look at trending and so forth.
Very, very nice. So I guess when you kick off something like this, you got, you know, virtual machines kicking up with users doing this type of testing. First thing that comes to my mind is, what is this costing me? So can we see that?
Absolutely. Great, great question. Of course, everything is by the minute with Azure. So when I go back into my Visual Studio Online account, you'll see if I go to my Visual Studio Online homepage, I have a few team projects on my left. I have specific dashboards on the right, in the center. And on the lower right-hand corner, it's keeping track of my resource usage. So, of course, as you know, Tommy, you get 60 minutes of build time per month for the MSDN. I also get 15,000 of virtual user minutes. So it keeps very track of that right on my homepage as I'm hitting that. So,
very, very nice. And then as you go past that, I guess that's where you would get into the looking in the billing area to see.
Yeah, that's integrated with the portal. So basically load testing after my 15,000 virtual user minutes, I basically I'm charged. It's something like 0.0022 cents per minute afterwards or per virtual user afterwards. It's pretty inexpensive.
Almost nothing, right.
Almost nothing. It's, Yep. Something else I wanted to show you was if I had a bad deploy, how I can redeploy.
Yeah, let's take a look at that. So,
yeah.
You know, again, this is the use case where your testers say everything was great. You go out and deploy the new image or the new app or the new build on the website, I guess you would say, and all of a sudden things go down south really quick, and you just need to get back to where you were before in production, right?
Correct. As you can see from my dashboard, that big square at the bottom where it says Team System Cafe Azure website, that is my build report. So my histogram here is telling me my last six builds are pretty successful, three before, not so much. What I can do is I can click into that specific build, and it pulls it up onto a build explorer where I can filter by today or yesterday, whatever. I'll just say any. What's nice is I could look at these specific builds here and see which ones are ready for testing, which ones passed, what date they ran, and so forth. Another nice feature that you just said is I can go to my deploy tab. My deploy tab will show me all the different deployments that are created. So when I check a piece of code in for the site, it automatically compiles, runs the tests, and deploys it out to an Azure website. So I can see that I can go to a specific site prior to here. Let's say I wanted to go one back. I could just click on redeploy. Redeploy will take that build, that number, that build 506.1, and redeploy it back out to the Azure website.
Very, very sweet. So this speeds up things, you know, huge. Trying to get back to where you were in case something happens, you know, as you roll through your project and your testing. Any other pieces inside the portal you want to show us or the inside Visual Studio Online that you want to show us before we break off?
I'd love to show you just 2 seconds worth of, or just a minute, not even that, but just a real quick version of the monitoring piece.
Yeah, yeah, let's take a look at that.
So again, I use this site for in real time. You'll notice my dashboards. I have a Team System Cafe dashboard. Again, it's wired up into Application Insights. I can set a date range, but this gives me a lot of information about the server itself serving up the pages to customers. I can get information on this. I can look at the availability of my site at any time. Of course, I have it ping me when something goes down. But one thing I wanted to point out on this timeline, now, this is my availability for Team System Cafe. It's pinging it from different locations in the world. So I could say, look at my homepage, and I could pick the actual locations that I want to have this pinged from using the Azure GMS. Also, what I wanted to show you, Tommy, is notice those blue bubbles and green bubbles at the bottom of the timeline. What's really nice, and this plays directly back in that redeploy, is if I have a deployment, which is a build, this one is a build, and I can click on this build, and I can see that the availability goes south after my deployed build. I can very easily from this screen jump back to that build and redeploy the previous one so I get my site back up.
Nice. So I'm looking at it now. I'm seeing the timeline here. You're gone now. But I saw some red X's there. Were those bad deployments?
So what the red X's are, and something like that, what I can do is I can zoom in to that red X. You'll see that the red X is a specific event that might have happened from a certain part of the world. So I can click on this to see what's going on. And if it doesn't ping fast enough, this is, 22,000 milliseconds or something, it didn't happen fast enough. Generally speaking, I have a ping going on. I also have a web browsing test going on. What you're seeing in the red X's is probably the web browsing test that has failed from some point in time. So what I can do is I can zoom in here, and you'll see if I hover over this. For instance, this one from Sydney wasn't available at on 5/27. So it gives me information from different locations in the world.
Very, very slick. I mean, there are entire third-party software solutions for doing just this for companies' websites. And this is built directly into Visual Studio Online.
It's built directly into Visual Studio Online, and it's really about – this is really that DevOps thing as well. I mean, if you're on a team building an application, how fantastic is that to actually monitor the performance, the availability of this, your application? I can click on the performance tab to actually see real-time performance from requests to responses and traffic on my site. And I could even go over to usage to see who's using this and how. So I have telemetry data built into it as well, so I can see which pages are clicked more often than others. I can go to my environment tab and get information about such things like one thing that's kind of important is what kind of browsers are people using? So I get this browser information. But yes, it's fantastic to get this information from hardly any work.
Great. Thanks for that great demo, Randy. That was excellent. For you folks at home or in your office trying to get started, check out these links. We've got aka.ms/DevOps in the cloud if you want to accelerate your DevOps into the cloud with Microsoft Azure and friends. We've got some other great links that we're going to flash up on the screen here about creating a test plan in Visual Studio Online. Also, if you haven't started a Microsoft Azure free trial, go ahead and jump out to aka.ms/Microsoft Azure free trial. All those are HTTP links. And then also Visual Studio Online for free if you want to try that out, visualstudio.com. So, Randy, any closing thoughts?
My only closing thought is just ensure your overall quality throughout the development lifecycle. Don't wait till the end. Test throughout.
Excellent. So that's going to be a wrap for today's show. Thanks for joining. We'll see you next time.